This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The Lifestyle First Day, ladies and gentlemen. Umasibuka I calendar of the National Department of Health. But in February is also known as what we call the Healthy Lifestyle Awareness Month and Reproductive Health Month. Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Sister Sithole from the Campus Health Services. Zobe sikhuluma naye ke namhlanje la kwihlangana nami Day Show. Sister Sithole, hi.
Hi.
Kunjani?
Ngikhona, ngikhona njani?
Long time no see.
Yeah, siyabonga ke sesikhona.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Maybe Sister Sithole, just to dive into it, sazi ukuthi nase sikudlela isikhathi, you are a busy individual. I want to know maybe what is the purpose of the Campus Health Services?
E-Campus Health Services is a primary healthcare facility that is present on campus. Mm. It ensures that every student attains highest attainable level of health.
Yes,
so
yes.
We are here to support our students who present with health-related issues so that they are healthy enough to be in class, focus on their studies, and eventually graduate on time. So we are here to support our students.
Nice, nice. What services are typically offered at Campus Health Services?
We offer quite a few services, such as primary health care services, whereby we diagnose and treat minor ailments. We also provide reproductive health services, where we educate our students to live a healthy sexual life, taking responsibility so that they don't fall pregnant while studying, so that they engage in safe sex and avoid sexually transmitted infections. And we also provide HIV testing services. We provide disability services. At Campus Health, we have a medical doctor who sees to students with disabilities. She makes assessment of these students and refer them to relevant specialists who then conduct further assessment and make recommendations so that when students come and start their learning, they are assisted depending on the disability that they have individually. We also provide occupational health services, which is basically for employees. For instance, if a person sustains an occupational injury, then the clinician present at Campus Health attends to that, helping them accordingly. And also we do provide emergency services. We assist students who are involved in emergencies. And then we call in ambulances whenever it is necessary. Yeah, basically those are the services that we offer.
Marvelous. So I know there are first time entering students as langa phakathi eMangosuthu. So how can students now access the Campus Health Services?
Okay, the geographic location, I don't think it is a problem. It's easy to find where the clinic is located. But then when the student wants to come to the clinic, they can make an appointment or they can come in as walk-ins. Which case then they will come and the clinic is always full at the reception.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the student comes as a walk-in, then they must be prepared to wait in a queue.
Be on a queue, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to know, is there a cost maybe for using the Campus Health Services?
Our service is student-centered and therefore there are no funds payable. The services are offered for free to our students.
We're speaking to you, Sister Sithole from the Campus Health, who help promote Age Langa Pagati, eMangosuthu, MUT, Campus Health Services. It's Kuluma Nayege. We want to know more about the Campus Health Services. I want to know, maybe you also said, Gutena, you also call ama ambulances whenever it's necessary. So what happens if a student now needs a medical care outside now of the scope of ININAI Campus Health Services?
Okay, if we meet a client or a patient who is presenting with a health problem that is above the scope of a primary healthcare service, we then make a referral to a tertiary healthcare facility. That would be a hospital like Prince Mshiyeni or Eddington. And then if the student happens to have a medical aid, then we refer accordingly to a private clinic.
I've been visiting Campus Health since 2020. Njalo nje World AIDS Day mhlaka 1 ku December I do my test. Kade ngiyenza ke kulokhu kade ngiyenza nje kade nikhona la ngaphandle. I think it was bani January, something like that. Last year. So I want to know manje ukuthi na, how does the Campus Health maintain confidentiality and privacy for students like myself? Should I go there ngiyokwenza HIV test to tholakala ukuthi hey ziyakhala?
As professionals at Campus Health, we uphold and protect the patient's rights to privacy and confidentiality. So firstly, the consultations at Campus Health are happening behind closed doors.
Yes,
and then the files, patients' files, are kept under lock and key, and no one has access to those files other than clinic personnel. So we do not discuss patients' issues, the treatments they are getting. We don't discuss that. And we are too busy. We don't even have time to discuss those such things. But other than that, honestly, we uphold patients' rights to confidentiality and privacy. But then if we need to refer the patient maybe to the doctor or to a hospital outside with the consent of the patient, we do explain that this is the situation with your health, so I need to refer you to the doctor, and therefore I need to explain why I'm referring you. But it happens with the patient's consent.
Wonderful. Sister Stole from the Campus Health. So I want to know now, because I think you guys ni sebenza ngaphansi kwemgomo nembandela maybe of a national health department. So I want to know, Utena, what role does the Campus Health Services play in addressing the public health concerns on campus?
Public health meaning people outside or the public,
the
within
public,
the
community
of MUT. The role that we play towards the concerns of the MUT community is that we are always there for them. We do e-health promotion services where we educate and create awareness campaigns so that people are aware. If they are concerned about certain issues, at least they do get exposure to the information pertaining to those concerns. So we are always there for MUT community.
Wonderful. So now, Sister Stole, before I let you go, according to the National Department of Health calendar, February is known as the Healthy Lifestyle Awareness Month and the Reproductive Health Month. So on the 6th until the 10th of February, it is what we call the Pregnancy Awareness Week / STIs or Condom Week. Take us through now, maybe the health promotions, Enzobenina, or an awareness a student can expect from the MUT Campus Health Services?
The first campaign that is forthcoming as soon as students are done with the registrations will be the First Things First campaign, where we address unplanned pregnancy issues, STIs, prevention, and then condom use awareness. That campaign was scheduled to start from the 12th, next week Monday. And to run for 3 weeks until the 1st of February. So we have invited external stakeholders to come and provide the service. And then we earmarked one day where we were going to hold an event and have an audience of students and then address pregnancy issues directly with students. But unfortunately, since the registrations are still going on, I saw the message that next week, Monday, lectures will start.
Yes, yes.
But we can't provide that service until we are very much sure that the registrations are over and students have been orientated until then. So we will keep our students posted as to the confirmed date for the campaign. Yes.
Okay.
And then March will come with TB awareness on the 24th. So since the campaign seemingly is going to start late.
Yeah.
So we expect that the campaign will then blend with TB awareness. So it's going to be a huge campaign running through until mid-March.
And we are invited.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Stole. Maybe igama lakho lokugcina nje to ama first year student nanokuthi nikhona for them la kwi Campus Health.
To all our lovely first year students, I would like to welcome them, and then I'm aware that most of them, they are excited. They are in a new environment away from home.
Yeah.
Others are acknowledging the freedom that they do have now.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to them, please be safe. We are here at Campus Health. Don't start things without having full information about that.
Yeah.
There is a campaign that will be coming very soon where we are saying, Zikalaganjan, how can you engage to these things without fully protecting yourself? So welcome to our institution and be careful. Don't get taken away with the freedom and the excitement.
Thank you so much, Sister Stole, for your time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.